Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keep it truth forever, and who never forsakes the works of his hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing Psalter number 320, the verses 1 and 2. Ye gates of peace and joy untold, ye gates of righteousness unfold, that I may enter in and raise a song of thankfulness and praise. The stanzas 1 and 2 of number 320. Our scripture reading is out of the book of the Proverbs, chapter 14. Proverbs, chapter 14. But first we read the 12 articles of our holy Catholic faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Proverbs chapter 14. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. He that walketh in his uprightness feareth the Lord, but he that is perverse in his ways despiseth him. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A scorner seeketh wisdom, and findeth it not. But knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. Go from the presence of a foolish man. When thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge, the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and the stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and the good man shall be satisfied from himself. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looked well to his going. A wise man feareth and departed from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and the man of wicked devices is hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The evil bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor is hated even of his own neighbor, but the rich hath many friends. He that despiseth his neighbor sinneth, but he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. Do they not err that devise evil? But mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only penury. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. A true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. to depart from the snares of death. In the multitude of people is the king's honor, but in the want of people is the destruction of the prince. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalted folly. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. He that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker, but he that honoreth him hath mercy on the poor. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The king's favor is toward the wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causeth shame. Thus far the reading. Congregation, let us try to ask for the Lord's blessing in prayer. Lord, for the third time, the doors of this thy house and place of worship has been opened, that another part of the congregation is coming to take the seats and to listen, while others are listening at home. As we live in such a time that in obedience to our government, we have to take turns to go to thy house of worship. That has never been in the past of the churches, as far as we know. And it is also an indication that thy judgments are resting upon us, and that we have to search and to find out how it is in our hearts, that for so many years we took it for granted that we could go to thy house any time, not realizing that another time can come wherein we are today. Oh, wilt thou, in spite of having not the whole congregation within these walls, but yet listening in their homes, wilt thou then, Lord, even in such a time, work in our midst by renewing our heart and our will, and the enlightening of our understanding and the regulation of our affections, that we shall bring forth the fruits of a true conversion, that is that sorrow and repentance, that is that grief, that we have sinned against the holy, the righteous, and the good-doing God, that we have offended him in our words, in our thoughts, and in our deeds. And on top of that, we have our original sin, and then our actual sin with it, that makes us a lost sinner, who has not any right than only to be condemned to be cast away from before thy presence, to be sent to that place where the worm dieth not and the fire will not be quenched. It is so clear written in the scriptures, in that parable of Lazarus and that rich man, that we hear that exclamation, I am tormented in this flame. And even the request that that beggar would be sent by thee with just one drop of water at his finger. But even that was refused. Oh, may we understand the biblical examples. May we believe the truth. And may we learn what it is to be unconverted and to be without hope. And that is by nature each one's state and condition. It does not help us in that respect when we go to church, although then we are under the means, but that is not enough. There is no satisfaction in the outwardly presence, although it is our duty. Then we read that we can go out of custom, and because of the bringing up, and it is our duty, we have to go. But then is the question, how? And to what end? And then we read so clear, when they had that company of people at the riverside, and that the minister was Paul, the former enemy. And while he was speaking of that business lady, the Lord opened her heart. That's the greatest benefit. That's the first one and the greatest one. That is our request for this evening, for our former congregation. We are not in the old building anymore. Thou hast given a large place to come together. But the truth is the same, and the necessity is the same. And then, Lord, as thou hast made it so well outwardly, and that in such a time, in such a place, but oh, will thou give more? Will thou give thy Spirit, thy dear Holy Spirit? And thou hast given thy Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. But then had it soever who believed in him may have eternal life. And now when we hope to preach him, will thou then work that faith and that belief to receive knowledge of the mediator, of the second person, as the old experienced people gave always that warning that before the knowledge of that mediator, it can still go into two directions. And they knew what they were saying. But when he comes to the foreground, and when they receive an eye of faith to see him, then they learn that there is a way of escape. And that is a way in the glorification of all thy attributes. That is out of his mouth that he says, I am the way and the truth and the life. May that happen tonight. To that end, Lord, open then the scriptures. Remember the congregation. Remember cases of sickness. There is a threatening of a disease that is laid upon this nation and also this city where we live. Lord, spare our lives. Remember our school and teachers and pupils. Remember the families. Remember them who are lonely. Our widowers and widows. But also the empty places of children. Will thou visit thy people, give an increase in their faith and in their number, and grant that also to the consistory, the exercise of that true saving faith about that great office bearer, and that it may please thee to give them also an own shepherd and teacher, as thou hast done that in the past many times. And thou art the same today, yesterday, and forever. And wilt thou then bless also those labors, if it may come that far. We commend also thy church worldwide, even in the countries where they have to suffer persecution. Remember on mission fields, wilt thou help when they try to approach Gentiles. Oh, that is so much required, with a handful of words to speak to them. But one word can be enough. Remember them who are ruling province and country and city, that they shall read the Bible, and that they shall realize that also they shall have to give an account, not to man in the first place or their party, but to the living God. Wilt thou grant, Lord, a return to the scriptures? There is now a warning by that disease, but we have not yet heard of the closing of one store on thy holy Sabbath day. That could sweep us all away of the face of the earth because of that transgression. And there is so much more. Oh, for so many things we have not even that we feel it, but it happens. And it will once be visited by thee, but then too late. Oh, remember to that end they who rule us. Give prayer in the inner chamber. Wilt thou remember then tonight, take away the seal of the text, that it may be opened for our mind and for our heart. Be with our youth. We command the school, the board, and the teachers. Spare our children. And give them also obedience and submission, and to appreciate that they have that Christian education. Remember in further study, maybe on university or other places, grant what is necessary that later on we may be useful in the community and the society. And could it be, call out of our young men office bearers who can serve the church and who can tell others who may become a preacher, thou hast done that in the past through remarkable ways. Let it be a matter of prayer in the inner chamber. Give that weight upon us They're so important. If we have the mouth of thy hand, may we make them ourselves, that sooner or later we experience the consequences of it. Oh, it is such a weighty thing that we may feel it and believe it. But also for tonight, will thou open that portion, Lord, out of the Proverbs. May we receive light in it and upon it and through it, that it may touch our soul. Could it be that one who came today, as always, but then going home different, that that blow has been given, and that arrow has been driven, and right into the target. And we hear of that man that he had to carry him out, because he was sorely wounded, and that was mortal, and that is also spiritual wise. Oh, thou arm is not short, and thou cannot help. Remember then, Lord, also in the congregation with whom we were in the office years ago, in the climbing of the years with their families, we command them unto thee as well. Help us so tonight, and be then also with the churches. Oh, remember also our own people in this province of Alberta, our new congregation, our seventh congregation. Oh, we command them unto thee as well. Hear us and give an acknowledging heart for all the help in the past, but we need it again. Remember us then, and that in Jesus Christ thy Son, who is the King of the Church and the High Priest. Oh, but he will also be the Judge of the whole world. Prepare us for that day. Could it be what we hope to preach and to hear this evening? We ask it in the forgiveness of our sins through his blood and merits and covenant. Amen. Let us continue by singing Psalter number 280. And we take the verses 1 and 2. O my soul, bless thou Jehovah. All within me bless his name. And the second stanza, he with tender mercies crowns thee, satisfy thy full request. So the verses 1 and 2 of Psalter number 280. Beloved congregation, the Hebrew word chokmah that is in our language wisdom, to be wise. And that wisdom that is not in the first place that you know as a salesman how to promote and to sell your product, although that is very important. And it is not wrong to have training that they show you the skills of that job and so many other trades. You have in the Bible the examples that when they were doing something with their hands, think about the temple, the construction of the temple, what the leaders they had, how skillful they were. Think about the construction of the Ark of Noah. It is biblical to know your trade, that you mean something for your company and business. But it is also true spiritual wise that we know the Bible, the Word of God, and the many thousands of texts and verses. More than 30,000. You know one text by heart? That you can say that without any fault. As the Jewish people were not allowed to write, but to memorize whole chapters. There were no chapters in that time. Scripture, knowledge of the Bible, and not only knowing it outwardly, but then the meaning of it, the contents of one text. Smijtegaard has 135 sermons, but one text. And dear hearers, that word shall never be old or old-fashioned, but always accurate for the time wherein we are living. We don't need new translations. The English King James and the Dutch Statenbijbel Bible are very good translations out of the Hebrew and the Greek language. And it is true that England was anxious to know the Dutch marginal notes for further explanation of text. It was also the other way, that they knew that also that country and Scotland had received so much light upon the word of God. It is also catechism class students, when you hear by your elder or minister, if the Lord gives you one again, when you hear when they explain the doctrine, the children, that is 1 hour in a week. Oh, listen. Listen what our doctrine is. That is as your veins in your body. It's so important. Your life. The sound explanation of the doctrine. And that is also, of course, where you have your catechism sermons. And so much more is available also in the English language. The doctrine that is with steps, the one receives more insight into it than the other. Then there's always more to learn. And the more you know, the more you say, I'm so blind still and so dumb in it. The one who received much light in the truth and who wrote a portion of the Bible himself, inspired by the Holy Spirit, that was one of David's sons. And boys and girls, yeah, I know who that was. That was Solomon, right? Solomon was the third king of Israel. Saul, David, Solomon, and then we read about the split in 10 and 2 tribes. But he, as a son of David, and it is not all written down or all kept for us, but what is given to us, that is that authorized version of the Bible. And then the book of Proverbs, that is original as a poem in the Hebrew language, but you lose that when you translate. But you still, when you read it, you hear it time and again that was as a poem and then given to us in our own language. And when the Lord will open a portion of that Proverbs, then you say, what a treasure. What is it a great thing that we have that Bible and also the explanation of the Bible and the application of the Bible that is more than your house and your car. That is temporary. But that Bible that is forever, that goes with us into eternity and that can prepare us to meet God. Christ says, search ye the scriptures, for they testify of me. And when sometimes they can talk to one another, God's children, speaking about their experiences, but they always listen if your experience, your spiritual experience is biblical. It's biblical. And they ask sometimes, where did you now have that in the Bible? And that's a good question. Now for this evening, with God's help, congregation, we will try to say a few things of Proverbs 14. And then it is about verse 26. So the text for this evening, Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 26 is the text for this evening that we read. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Thus far. Solomon's instruction in regard to the exercised fear of the Lord. Then with the Lord's help, 3 different points, let us notice regarding this fear first, its true characteristic. Secondly, its mentioned subjects. And thirdly, its ineffable great reward. So I read again the theme of Proverbs 14 verse 26, Solomon's instruction in regard to the exercised fear of the Lord. Then to notice regarding this fear first, its true character. What is now that fear? What's the character of it? According to the text. Secondly, its mentioned subjects, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children, there you have the subjects, his children, it says in the marginal note of this Bible, the children of pious people inherit a blessing. So his children, that means of parents in whose heart is that new and true spiritual life. Fear of the Lord, they who are in the fear of the Lord and his children shall have a place of refuge, ineffable great reward, place of refuge. When do you need a place of refuge? You can ask that to people who were in the war, or in time of calamities, or even when there are floods, other things, that you have to go to a safe place, place of refuge, where you are protected, where they help you. His children shall have a place of refuge, an ineffable great reward. These 3 points with God's help. And then to finish with a few words of application. So Solomon's instruction in regard to the exercised fear of the Lord, let us notice regarding this fear its true characteristic. Because when you read the word fear, say that is, I think, to be afraid. The fear of the Lord. That is in the Proverbs written for Israel. And Israel was God's people. That was his heritage. When he calls Abraham, then he calls in that man Israel. Even out of the seed of Abraham will be the Lord Jesus Christ according to human nature. Because he is a Jew. He said that himself to that woman of Canaan. He's a Jew. So the fear of the Lord as the God of the kings of Israel, David, but also Solomon. And he by inheritance very wealthy. But also when he had to choose, that he was asking for the wisdom, then he got the wisdom in the things of the Lord as nobody else. We know of Christ that he has also his prophetical office, and is greater than Solomon, more than Solomon is here. And Christ in his prophetical office, if you think about the parables, how he put that together while he was in front of people, if you read it in the New Testament, then you must say, what a wisdom. What an insight in what man is and what we need. But that Solomon, of course, before Christ's time upon earth, as the son of David, that was also when he had to make a choice, he was choosing for that wisdom. And that wisdom is related to the God of Israel, to the Bible of that time. And is related to what man needs spiritual-wise. Not material so much. That man will learn to know his or her relation to their maker. As a king, he was representing God in his government. And in that respect, he brought to them the right instruction. But then also that means that they as people set apart were as a nation under God and with God. We know that is also what you can read in the United States of America, a nation under God. But is that many places God under that nation? Because they open the stores on his day as if there is no commandment. The fear of the Lord is strong confidence, Solomon's instruction in regard to the exercise fear of the Lord. He says in that verse, the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. You have at other places also when he speaks about that fear of the Lord. In the next verse is a fountain of life. But in our text is strong confidence. The true character. And that confidence, that is the confidence that is that they trust the Lord. They lean upon the scriptures. They have the desire and the need to obey God. They do not want to offend him. When he comes with his love, a man's life, then is the first fruit, the fear of the Lord. Then they are afraid to offend him and they get to know how they offend him. He shows them their backsliding and their former life that is brought home. They are guilty. Then they know that they have sinned against thee. Thee have I sinned. And they know that they cannot do that over again, at least there. The only thing what they do, they confess it. They tell it. Then it becomes as a burden, and then in prayer they unburden themselves to lay it before the Lord. That's not a nice beginning. No, but that is the beginning in the knowledge of God, your guilt. And your sin. You cannot come before him as you was in Adam without sin. And then we have actual and original sin. The one is not always, it is not always that you know your original sin. Don't start with actual sin. But it says in the Psalm 51, it is not only this evil that need to be punished, but he says, I was conceived and born in sin. So that true character, the fear of the Lord, that is always related to the discovering work of the Spirit. Now you know that in the meeting with God, that you are there as a patient. Think about medical, a doctor and a patient. You need to tell that doctor your pain and where it is and all what comes with it. And that's, he's a doctor to help you. The fear of the Lord. Now you tell it him too, congregation. Then with your prayer, you unburden yourself. You have to tell it, to confess it. And what wilt thou have me to do? Then you ask his rule, his will. What wilt thou have me to do? Maybe you had a life, so I was doing what I would like to do. How many today they go the way that they want to go? They go to stores or they are in their car or they are on a circuit or wherever they go. That weekend, that is what? That is sin. But then it becomes sin, congregation. And now you have only one need, and that is forgiveness and restoration. And it need to become between you and the Lord that it is straight, that He is willing to forgive it, to straighten it out. We said that this morning of that man on the cross, one of the two, his sins were still forgiven in the end of his life. And when you become a sinner, then you sometimes think, I shall not live out till tomorrow. I think tonight He calls me to die. Now you do not give yourself years, even not days. And when you feel something in your body, say, that's the beginning. That's the beginning of the end. I'm going to die. Or you read of an accident, say, I will be the next one. In the fear of the Lord, you do not want to transgress any of His commandments anymore. Oh, in that question, what wilt thou have me to do? That is there a man who is born again. There's a bekeerde man. Converted to God. What wilt thou have me to do? And then sin becomes your struggle and your enemy. To loathe yourself. L-O-A-T-H. To loathe yourself. That burden. Is there a burden in the fear of the Lord? Yes, and a heavy one. A heavy one. But also the will to obey Him and even to please Him. And then you promote that kingdom of God wherever you are. Now you cannot remain silent. We have people in front of you or around you. You wait for an opportunity that you can tell it. And He shall give you to know the right time. You can do it too early and you can do it too late. The right time. Yeah, but why don't you keep that for yourself if you want to be a believer? And leave me the way how I am. And we are friends. No. No, that does not work. No? No. I have to warn you. Because I saw it myself on which way I was. You are also on that way. I have to be free of your blood. Fear of the Lord. And from now on I want to be in His institutions. And I have to throw this away. And I don't wear this anymore. And my conversation. Who are my friends? Then you seek unity and communion with God's children. You have the examples in the Bible. And you're reading. You eat it up. And you taste the love of God in your conversion. True characteristic, Solomon's instruction in regard to the exercise fear of the Lord. If you have such a king, that is a blessing. He's not someone in the end, but he's number one of the nation. That would be something, having such a president, such a prime minister, such a queen, such a king. There have been dead people in the past. We have the books to read about them. It is not only in the Bible, but also in the history of certain countries. Fear of the Lord. But it also has to be found in a congregation and a consistory. Yeah. We need an elder. We need a deacon. Well, give me some names. You're a nice person. Decent. Faithful. Yeah, but what but? Do you think that he knows the Lord? Do you think that he is converted? Yeah. If you start that way, that is not so easy. No, but he has to handle the things of the Lord. He has to meet people. He has to pray. He has to ask some questions. Exercised fear of the Lord, its true characteristic, the weight of the matters of the Lord, the weight of the office, you cannot start without him. Actually, this his church, your meetings, your visits, you come on behalf of the NRC. No, my sender. It's God and his word. True characteristic. Its mentioned subjects, the fear of the Lord, in the fear of the Lord, a strong confidence, and his children, shall have a place of refuge. So, his children. And we mentioned that marginal note already. So here it is about the children of the Lord. And that is, of course, spiritual wise. A child of God. That is congregation in your conversion. Then you receive the title child of God when you are born again. We call that regeneration. Regeneration. They say, in the time of the seceding, 1834, which starts in Friesland and Groningen, the northern provinces, that when there was 1 week without conversion, that they bow as consistory the knees before the chair. 1 week without conversion. Such a blessed time. It's mentioned subjects, fear of the Lord, his strong confidence, and his children. And now we know that Solomon was a child, boys and girls, who was his father again. David, eh? David. So he had a God-fearing father. And he as a child, as a son of David, his children, and the parents, they want to see the children going in the ways of the Lord. As soon as a child is born and things are done then a little bit, and I think that father is praying for the first time in the presence of that child. Isn't not so, fathers? Couple hours later. the mother's bed, a new life on the way to eternity, which cannot enter into that kingdom of heaven. You can ask that nurse to stop for 5 minutes, say, I have first to pray. His children, his new child, need to be born again. Oh, in that respect, it's mentioned subjects, his children, but doesn't speak so much about who are then the parents. Well, his children, the Lord's children. And what makes us a child of God? We mentioned that already. A regeneration. Here are two kinds of persons in this church. And they who listen. That is converted or not, Manson. There's not a third possibility. And when the Lord converts you, that is right away visible in the fruits, but for yourself, it can't be so hidden. It can't be such a struggle and a question. They shall not say on the first day I am converted. They know the change. But it need to be, in a way, it need to be approved by the Lord himself. He need to place his stamp on it. And the true conversion is the change. The three essential things. The enlightening of the understanding. The renewal of the will. And the regulation of the affections. That happens in every conversion. The enlightening of the understanding, you begin to read the Bible different and you begin to listen different to a sermon. Maybe before that time you look to the clock, you say, yeah, it is almost time, eh? But then, oh, then you eat it up. You eat it up. And at home, there comes a selection. In your outfit. You do not put that in a newspaper, or you make yourself the decision. That way, that way, that way, too worldly, too worldly. And your friends, is there something? Are you sick? You cannot explain yourself so easy. But you have no pleasure in it anymore. The Lord takes that away. That is the thing. That is something. And yeah, maybe there are among them who understand it. The one more than the other. But a certain respect is there. Congregation say, yeah, we don't know, but he's not the same anymore. And that soul, oh, if you could follow him or her. Do you know where they like to be? Where they can pray. Where they can read. And where they can tell the Lord what they miss. And what they have done amiss. The confession of their sins. A congregation, I may not forget to say that he poured out his love in such a soul. That's so amazing. Eh? That is the fruit of that love in the soul, that they begin to confess their sins. And they, to loathe themselves, you know that word, eh? To loathe themselves. And they confess it so clearly to him that to unburden themselves to that holy being.
There cannot be, oh, we sat at his mourning of that one man on the cross. He could not bow his knees anymore. He could not fold his hands anymore. Otherwise he would have done it. Yeah. But you have his words and you have his prayer to the Lord. And in the true conversion mass, now you begin to seek God and his people. And his people. And they look forward to it. Yeah, they say, we heard something about that boy. Or that girl. Or that man or that woman. But we wait. We don't force it. And it is possible that they walk around it a little bit, a couple days or weeks. But then they get the nerve and they say, now I have to go. And they say, young, we were expecting you already. How much is it? Have a seat. And they do not ask so much. And that man or that woman does not say so much, but just to be there, to be there. It's mentioned subjects, his children, shall have a place of refuge. That means congregation. That is a kind of a chasing. They cannot find their place and rest in nothing, than only in God. What do you think is now the place of refuge? I would say tonight, that is his house. That is where the Lord is. Where his people is. Where Christ is. Where the truth is. Where is also that they can confess it. And where is the people that they understand it. Oh, if someone is stopped by God, and there comes a little bit knowledge of it, God's children, they hope to meet that man, or that woman, or that boy, or that, but they don't go to them. No, they say that the Lord brings them. That we shall meet him on his time. Because when I'm going to do it, then I sit in the way, then I'm an obstacle. But I long, I am anxious to hear that person. And congregation, God brings that together on his time. And that was as an answer upon their prayers that they say, Lord, is it possible that I meet that person? And when that happens, then the Lord need to give opening at both sides. That is not to push a button. That need to be given. That is from the heaven. But if that is given. If that is given. That is as an introduction. But also an expectation. An expectation. There was once in Rotterdam. That took place in conversion. And he thought, I have to go to the company of God's people. But it was not the time. And that man got no opening. And they were embarrassed by it. But there were a few of them. When he left, and they stayed, they say that they didn't go away tonight. Let us ask the Lord's help. And that man came home so miserable and so ellendig, so miserable. But they, the next time, and he could not stay away from them. And they hoped for his coming. And that evening at both sides it went opening. And then they confessed to him. That the first time they were a little bit hard and high. But they say, now we greet you in the Lord. And we will give you a welcome among us. Is that still in our denomination? then I have to say, Manson, that we live in a dark time and a cold time. I do not say that it is not there anymore, but not as what I tell you now. No. And the Lord is still the same. That Solomon, in the fear of the Lord, his strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Its ineffable great reward shall have a place of refuge. And it is now written, and it is even in the Hebrew language stronger. Because when you translate, you always lose a little bit. Shall have, translate that is when you have a cup of coffee, heat, warm, and you throw it in another cup, is a little less. This is translation too. Place of refuge. And that is now not to be special. No. But forgive me when it is personal. I spoke last week to my teacher by telephone, the late Reverend Moerkerk, asking how he was doing. And I said, I still have to thank you that you took the time 4 years at school to give us a beginning with the Hebrew and the Greek language. That we are able to translate the texts out of that language. And that brings you to a lot of information. I don't go into that further. He did not say so much, as he's very weak. But it was very good to speak to one and say, I still thank you for it. Because when it says a place of refuge, congregation, that is in time of war and in time of needing. The refugees, you have that always somewhere on earth. But think here about when there was war, I knew that of my own parents. They also had to flee away of their own homes. When the liberation came, they were liberated by Canada in the province of Zeeland. It were Canadians who came to liberate Europe. I remember that my father told that he saw one laying after that battle. He said, you thought he was sleeping. Was a Canadian boy of maybe 20 years old. But he was killed. I said, you thought he was sleeping. Because Canada took Zeeland. And America took the east part of the country. Canada the west part. Place of refuge. When the bombs are falling. What is then a place of refuge of a great value? And there is my question. In an ineffable great reward, it says in the text, and his children shall have a place of refuge, children of the Lord. Have you seen that place of refuge already at the inside? By the alleen geweest? Has the Lord brought you in it? What is now that place? There's not so difficulty. That is Christ. Yeah. That is Christ, congregation. Where do you meet him? In the scriptures. And in the preaching. Child of God, did you met him? Can you show with your finger in the Bible where it was? Can you say what minister it was? Can you see what the elder was reading? Or there are other ways too. But in general and the ways, instrumentally, the means of grace, the Lord is using these ways. Place of refuge, a congregation, if you take that literally, when there is bombing. Rotterdam was bombed on a Tuesday afternoon from 2:10 to 2:30, that are 20 minutes. And they bombed the whole heart out of the city. People who were in it, they told me that the streets were waving as waves. And there was no place of refuge. More than 1,200 died in the center of the city. Could have been way more, but that was the number. Many houses and churches. More than 60 churches were also burned to ashes. And that they had to go out of the city, who could still come out of the city. Place of refuge. Then you make haste for your life's sake. Place of refuge. When he stops you, then you know I am unconverted and I can die in an hour. And I cannot meet God. And I have to go to that place where the worm dieth not and the fire will not be quenched. Is there still a place of refuge? Yes, there is. But you shall have to run, to walk for your life's sake. Ineffable great reward. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Or are you still in your own situation and happy with all the things? Do we not have any concern? Oh, I ask you tonight, Manson, and that is for each one person, what do you know of that place of refuge? Tell me where you have found the Lord Jesus. Put with your finger to the text in the Bible. Or point with your finger to that elder or minister or whatever instrument was used. But need to be known. Will it be well with us? That cannot be missed on the way to eternity. And now he is preaching. In that respect, then he gives himself in the preaching. But do you have hands to accept it? There was a minister who says, you accept him with cutting off hands. That's true. The fear of the Lord is strong confidence. His children shall have a place of refuge. And if we know that place at the inside, then you can talk about it. And you can tell what you hear outside when the bombs came, so to speak. But safe in that place of refuge, oh, what a quietness, what a rest. What is there a love in the second person to lost sinners? That is the love of Christ. And that is the gift of God to a world who lays in iniquity. When we come to preach, that is to preach that only name given under the heaven by whom man must be saved. And that is out of many preachers their mouth, and the one can approach it this way, the other that way. You have here the pictures of the former ministers, and each one in his own capacity. But their best moments, and then I speak on behalf of all of them, that was when they could preach that place of refuge, men. That's the most nice thing to do. That opens the door for lost ones. Do you hear that? Can be the last time that you hear it, or that I preach it. Oh, seek God while he is to be found. And Church of God, tell us, what did you found in that place of refuge? Was he not there to help you? Was that not a wonder to such a one? to such a guilty one, to such a condemned one. Oh, and then how far did it go? How far has he now revealed himself? He says, Thomas, have I been that long with you, and have you not known me? That was also a reprimanding. Oh, God's children, men, they are so slow to learning. And that is their unbelief. I had that old lady who knew the Lord from her third year. I told you that more often I knew. But I still see her sitting in front of me. That she was in her 90s. She knew Reverend Fryer very well. And she says, het lijkt wel of ik van ongeloof gemaakt ben. It seems that I am made of unbelief. And she was crying. No, congregation, it is not to push a button. Young people, do you hear that? Shall you be careful? With what? With other churches and other religions. Are we the only one? In a way, yes. When you have the truth and you are the only one. But there is, of course, the Lord knows that. We do not say it is only here, but it is not at many places. No. No. And the Lord will judge. But there are places where you sit at 10 minutes and say, no, that's not the truth. That is not the truth. Let us go. Read the history of the NRC. How that all went. What a strife they had to get their own churches and buildings. How difficult that was. But it went through. Oh yeah. Do you know why? Because it was not their case, but it was the Lord's case. And we know it from many sides, the situation. When sometimes children, they go different religions. Parents grieve and everything. It is your flesh and blood, and that remains your flesh and blood. But when they make that decision, congregation, you cannot go along with them. And there comes a gap and a distance. And you don't talk about that every day, but that is a burden hearing. That is a burden. But with the Lord, if he brings that now upon you, then he knows why that is. Therefore, youth, oh, stay where you are. And be very careful with whom do you go. Oh, you need to have ears to hear. And a heart to observe. Is there a nicer name for a church than to be a place of refuge? Was that not in that cave of Adullam? There came all the people who had the burden. That is now Christ, the place of refuge. To him you may come as a lost one, as a condemned one, as an unworthy one. Oh, we can say we are unworthy, but that moet je gemaakt worden. The Lord need to work on you to become unworthy, but it is not so easy to be unworthy. That is against my flesh, but there is room for him. That people in themselves, they are one great riddle. Until he comes to solve it. And then they know it. Say, that is now all his wisdom. All these ways. That works out for good. But the time, congregation, we sing 202. 1 and 2. 202, the verses 1 and 2. In doubt and temptation, I rest, Lord, in thee. My hand is in thy hand, thou carest for me. And what follows 1 and 2 of number 202. Only a few words more, congregation, to finish that reward that will be according Matthew 20. They had laborers who were the whole day working on the land. They had also less than the whole day. And finally, who were 1 hour. And then, to their amazement, when he paid out, and he made no difference. So that reward, that is not because you was maybe more exercised in the ways of the Lord, or an office bearer. No, congregation. That is only by his free and sovereign grace, that name was written in the book of life. And therefore they are before the throne. That is God's choice from all eternity. That is his pleasure. Goodwill toward man. That was what the angels were singing when Christ was born. Toward man, that pleasure, that free and sovereign pleasure, an affable, ineffable, great reward. They have sometimes in the house of God, under the preaching, a foretaste of it. When we think about the Lord's Supper, when they are allowed to sit there, do this till I come, and do this in remembrance of me. As once there was a lady, and it was time to leave the table, but she didn't leave. And then the minister had to tell her, or he went to her that it was over. And then later that evening they had company, and they asked, that came also in the discussion a little bit. And she says in Dutch, "Ik had er wel willen blijven zitten." I had a desire to remain seated there. Well, that is not possible. It is a rest for a while. There can also be under a sermon that today is way different as tomorrow. Yeah, because your environment, that is not all NRC. But shall you ask love to each fellow traveler to eternity? And you never know. If that name is written in the book of life too, you don't know that. And you don't need to know that also. God knows that. But that you shall once and a while, if there is an opportunity, that you say a few words about the Bible. And if you have a crimp of love, it is not wrong to warn them. Because we will meet them in the day of days. And if we never warn him, say, "Oh, did you know that all? You never told it me. You knew so much. And you knew that I knew nothing. And you did nothing." Oh, then you can understand, congregation. Yeah. In an effort, great reward, but only by grace, only because of his merits. There is nothing from us in it, than only guilt, free and sovereign. But also in him, that reward, and that reward that is by grace, and it is still available. That grace is put it into his lips. Shall you knock at that door? Boys and girls, shall you bow your knees? And I warn you again. For competition. We have competition. Ministers, yeah. And that is. All your devices. Are that your ministers? To where does it bring you? I don't know how to work with it. But the younger generation very well. But it is a world on itself. And a world of iniquity in many cases. So be careful. And always realize when you push a button that you have a baptized forehead. And that you bear with you the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And youth, ask now as the Lord that you may know them. Who are them? Who is the Father, who is the Son, who is the Holy Ghost, may be God's children, can teach you a little bit. Amen. Lord, it is time to go. but still time of grace as well, not yet eternity. Oh, for how many today that it became eternity, and it can also be for us, 'tis not yet 12 o'clock. Wilt thou forgive shortcomings in preaching and prayer and listening? And may we go home that still is in our heart and memory, to meditate upon it, and also to have some taste and aftertaste. Wilt thou be with the families, with them who are lonely, an empty house, an empty room, an empty bed? We commend them unto thee as well. Former office bearers of today, help them too when they have their meetings. Give all what is necessary, also with the disease, Lord, and the danger of it. It can affect us. We have to take the measures, but we have to trust upon thee. Spare us with our children. Remember school and teachers, and what was forgotten to lay before thee, wilt thou not forget. Hear us for Jesus' sake, who is our pleading ground, there at the right hand of thee, the Father. Amen. Our closing Psalter 446, stanza 4, 446. Hope in the Lord, O nation, for with him there is grace and plenteous salvation for all who seek his face. That's 446, stanza 4.
receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.